the young barbarian girl. They live in the area. The young girl isn't seen often. They don't want her hanging around because of the company. The elevator is broken. Nobody comes to repair it. At first, they would come. Now, it's stuck between floors. The doctor recommends they can walk up. It's good for the heart. It suits him fine. He doesn't let her go down anymore. She stays locked up, reads all day, watches through one and the other window, the two windows. At night, she prays. The father leaves on a trip. It's far. While he isn't there, the doctor returns. Every day, she scratches the wall with her nails. She makes a hole just above the bed. The light comes in. It's the third window. When the father returns, she tells him that he isn't the father and destroys the name. He answers that he isn't afraid of the air. She has come in by this other window to subdue her. He lights a fire. She manages to escape, hurtles down the stairs without breathlessness. Young, she runs fast and far, happy. With her legs that run, with her eyes that see, with her mouth that opens. She sees a rock, the rock sees her. It opens its belly, it's to subtract her. But a passerby saw her and denounces her. The father delivers her to the authorities. He doesn't like trouble. She will be decapitated before she will have to be tortured. Her limbs are burned. She is silent. Her breasts are cut off. She doesn't admit. The father cuts her head. Lightning strikes. Strangers come, claim the body. The first name is lost. The second remains uncertain. It is no longer really possible to call her. Yet they agree on the formula and say, "We have come to collect the body of the young barbarian girl."